When we, Americans, call ourselves sovereign citizens, we look like idiots. When someone else calls us a sovereign citizen, they look like idiots. And when we allow someone to label us a sovereign citizen without objection, we all look like idiots. The words sovereign and citizen are mutually exclusive in meaning. You can't be a sovereign and a citizen at the same time. This results in what is known as an oxymoron. Oxymorons are gibberish. Okay? What we are and what we need to clearly say to our employees is that we are foreign sovereigns, that is, foreign with respect to them and the District of Columbia. Oddly enough, this is language they recognize. So next time you are dealing with some confused soul trying to call you a sovereign citizen, call them on it. I am afraid that you are confused. I am a foreign sovereign with respect to you, and even if I wanted to be a sovereign citizen, neither I nor anyone else could answer to that, because sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. No such thing exists by definition. Lately, minions of the foreign federal subcontractors and their franchise brethren running the foreign state of state organizations have started calling our assemblies self-declared government organizations in a dismissive and insulting way. Obviously, they don't know that we, Americans, stand under the unanimous Declaration of Independence, and that results in a self-declared government if ever there was one. Smile and remind them of that fact. Stupid is as stupid does. You might also remind them that they work for us and take their paychecks from our pockets. This is just a matter of knowing your own language and theirs. Recently, I encountered a patriot organization that was describing itself as anti-government. Why would anyone do that? Why not paint insurrectionist across your forehead, a target on your back, and drop your pants? No true patriot is anti-government. We are simply in favor of our government, not against anyone else's. What other people accept, no matter how parasitic, is their business. So, even when you are angry because some confused and ignorant British territorial or municipal citizen misaddresses you, understand that you don't stand under their government, so it's no skin off your nose, and you don't need to be against their government. You merely need to remind them of who they are and who you are, and not beat around the bush about it.